Minister Ada from Brooklyn, New York. God bless you.
I tell you, my hometown. Good morning, Minister Ada, and good morning to everybody under the sound of my voice today. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just wake up this morning with a smile on our face because you have blessed us through the night. Father, we just thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to get on this mind this morning, to hear thus saith the Lord. God, I ask that you cover the speaker this morning. I ask that you cover the host as well as my brothers and sisters under the sound of my voice. God, we want to be more like you. We want to do more like you. We want to love more like you. And God, as we strive every moment in our lives to be more like you, Lord, we ask that you forgive us for anything we may have said or done that is not pleasing in your sight. Lord, we want to be more like you. So I ask that you unblock any airways or any hindrances that may prevent us from hearing your word this morning. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command any static, any disconnections, or any drop calls to be released right now in the matchless name of Jesus. For us to hear this word in clarity and boldness just the way you want us to hear it, God. And we want to make sure that we give you all of the honor, we give you all of the glory, and all of the praise. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their yes, and we thank you for everybody on the master's call. It is in Jesus' name that we love you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Master's call family, you all have a wonderful Jesus joy-filled day. And remember, the more we are like Jesus, the more we are pleasing in his sight. I'm turning the call over now to our host. Are you there?
I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, sis.
Wow. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for seeing us and greeting us on this More Like Jesus Monday. Thank you so much for the opening us up with that anointed prayer. Well, God morning. TMC family, this is Tiffany Lauderdale, all the way live from Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Our mission statement for this call is that when you call in, your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master's Call. We also stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." Every day we start this call off in prayer, and we end this call in prayer, and then on Fridays we take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But I just want to let you know that we also have a website for this call, and you could go on at any time of the day or night, and our website address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. So please visit our website. Also, if you need to send us a email for like prayer, or maybe you have a question about something that's going on, maybe you've been listening and you feel that God is purging you and positioning you to do something new in 2015, and maybe you want to start out here on the Master's Call by greeting the family as they come on the line or hosting the call, or maybe there's a message in your belly and you know that it's time for you to start sharing that. Well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Robin or Dr. Vanessa, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call, and that telephone number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598 pound, and that is immediately following this call every Monday through Friday, the morning motivational call. If you are part of Artists International, then I ask you today, please, please, please check your back office, because so many great things have been reloaded for you with Artists International, and we are moving forward in a fast way. So I say, please, please, please check your back office. And if you're not familiar with what Artists International is about, please get back with the person who invited you to this call, because an appointment with Artists will truly change your life. Well, God is doing some great and mighty things for those of us who believe in Him. And so this morning, this Monday morning that God has allowed for us all to be here, we want to hear what thus says the Lord. So our speaker for this morning, Pastor Charles Kimmins. Pastor Charles resides in Portland, Oregon with his wife, Minister Edna Kimmins, and they have three lovely children. He is an assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord and he loves God's people. Along with his wonderful family, he also has an associate degree in theology. Pastor Charles and Minister Edna are also artist distributors, and they are building a fantastic organization of health and wellness. They have an awesome team in Portland, Oregon, and they are on the move to build the kingdom of God. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning none other than Pastor Charles Kimmins. Pastor Charles, are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
God morning. I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
God bless each and every one of you this morning. I'd just like to just give all honors and praises to God, who is the head of my household, who is the head of my life. And I'd just like to just thank the two women of God that brought forth this call, Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa. We love you here in Portland, Oregon, and we appreciate you very much for just being obedient to the calling of God, to the calling that God has called on your life, that He has brought us all together. And we just thank you for just being the vessels that God used to bring this platform together. So, Father God, I just thank you right now. So forth, Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good today. I haven't been greedy. I haven't sinned. I haven't cursed anyone out this morning. I haven't eaten up a lot of chocolate like I normally do. However, it's early, Father God. I'm still in my house. I just recently woke up. And so I'm going to need a lot of help in that area as the day goes along. So, Father, I just thank you for just being my help. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. It's a scripture that I would like to expound on this morning is coming out of Hebrews, for those that have the Bible, Hebrews 3:13. Hebrews 3:12, verse 12 and 13. And it reads, "Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Verse 13, "But exhort one another daily, while it's called today, lest you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Let us encourage one another every day." The Bible speaks highly of us encouraging one another every day. It tells us to exhort one another. It tells us to continue. It tells us to continue to it tells us to continue to encourage one another every day. for as long as it calls today. Brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand that today it matters. Yesterday is history. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. And today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. So God wants us to exhort one another, to encourage one another every day. And there is a reason that God wants us to encourage one another, because this encouragement is a deceiver. This encouragement will cause some of us to turn back. This encouragement will cause some of us to give up on our business. This encouragement will cause some of us to just give up on each other. So, brothers and sisters, God is calling for us to encourage one another every day. Today matters. Today is important. This is the day that the Lord has made. And in order for us to stay focused, we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord, because it's very, very vital. It's very, very vital that we stay encouraged. Life is not going to always be easy. And we can expect problems. We can expect problems as we go throughout our day, because we deal with all different types of different spirits. But saints of God, God is telling for us to stay encouraged, to stay focused, because if we stay committed to doing things God's way, we can be able to progress through the things that God has in store for us. See, we have to understand that when the second part of that verse 13 it talks about the heart being hardened. And see, when our hearts are being hardened, we have to understand that a hardened heart is a springboard for all other sins. And God does not want us to go that way. He will guide us. He will direct us. And we just have to just stay encouraged and just keep our minds stayed on Jesus each and every day. This morning as you rise is Jesus. In the afternoon time is Jesus. In the mid-evening time is Jesus. In the night time is Jesus. We have to keep our minds stayed on him. We have to stay encouraged every day. See, encouragement and motivation speaking, that's real, real good. That's real, real good. But what happens after you've been motivated this morning? What happens after you've been encouraged this morning? We have to encourage one another every day. It's like taking a shower. You don't just take one and be through with it. You got to take one daily. And so we have to just stay in the Word of the Lord daily. We have to be encouraged daily by the Word, because it's really, really important. Think about all the factors that have contributed to your encouragement or to your disencouragement. Think about those factors. There's a lot of things that contribute to disencouragement. Sometimes it can be hostile or angry behavior, negative communication, impatient. There's a lot of things that contribute to our negative spirits. But think about the things that can lift our spirits up. See, sometimes we think about the things that we don't have instead of thinking about the things that we do have. We are blessed. We are blessed. God has woke us up this morning. There's some people didn't even wake up this morning. Just on that fact alone, that's enough to shout about. That's enough to shout about. God has woke us up this morning. Every day, we need to choose to have one positive characteristic every day. They just put it on our list. We need to have a positive affirmation that we just place, that we place on our mirror in the morning when we wake up. We place it by our computer in our workplace. We just have an affirmation just in front of us that can lift us up just in the time when we find ourselves drifting and start to fall off into negativity. And so we need to just continue to, continue to repeat this process. Have something encouragement, stuck in the dashboard of your car as you're riding while you're in the traffic. And the traffic's not moving the way that you would like for it to move. And you just find yourself drifting into a place of disencouragement. So one of the best ways to remain positive is to express gratitude and to express appreciation. And find at least one opportunity every day to tell someone else how grateful you are. Give someone a compliment because they may be falling away. They may be disencouraged. And so, brothers and sisters, it's very important that we help one another. Place a quote or something. Place a quote somewhere where it's verbal. Say it several times a day so it can get down in your spirit. I am the righteousness of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God, all things is possible. With God on my side, we cannot lose. And set the tone for the day by treating other people better than you expect them to treat you. Because sometimes that can cause disencouragement. We treat a person a certain way, and we expect for them to treat us the same way, and sometimes it's not in them to treat us the way that we're treating them. So we need to set a tone to treat people better than we expect for them to treat us, and be okay with it if they don't treat us the same way that we're looking for them to treat us. Because if you expect that, that can be one of those little foxes that can cause us to slip back and to fall back into a deceitful heart and hearts, a deceitful spirit. So if you find yourself falling back in old negative patterns of thoughts or actions, then it's important that we make an appointment. We make an appointment with ourselves. Midway through the day, we need to give ourselves a personal attitude check to make sure that we're on the right track so that we will not be disencouraged. We have to keep looking forward to tomorrow. It's important that we look forward to tomorrow because, like I said, last night it was good. Yesterday it was good. But yesterday it died last night. I need a fresh anointing today. I need a fresh word today. I need something that's going to help me, that's going to carry me out through this day. I don't know what's going to happen once I go out the door. The Bible said, whatever happens, whatever gives no sign, no indication, all of a sudden you just realize that you're there. But the Bible says, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner that's worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how are we going to keep our mind stayed on him? We're going to have to keep that word buried down in our inner man that when things happen, because you can expect something to happen. You got to expect that. That's called life. But when things happen, how do we respond? How do we react when things happen? Do we get disencouraged and fall off into a negative pattern of behavior? Or do we just take a moment? It's important to take a moment and think about it. It's important to take a moment and think before we speak. We have to think before we speak. And I know that Pastor B, she likes acronyms, but we have to think. Let's break that word down. The T. Is it true, what I'm getting ready to say? The H, is it honest, what I'm getting ready to say? Because sometimes we can get them things don't be true and they don't be honest. The I is it inspiring? Is it inspiring what I'm getting ready to say? At this moment, we have these moments when we really need to think. N, is it necessary? Is it necessary what I'm getting ready to say? And the K is it time? And sometimes we have to keep that thought in mind. We have to keep the thought that we need to think all the time, because sometimes we can just react to what is being said without even thinking about it. Is it true? Is it honest? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Sometimes when whatever happens, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, to say and do the things that would be pleasing in your sight. Help me, Jesus, to stay humble, so that I can stay encouraged, so I can stay focused on the Word of God, that you can help me to make it throughout this day. Help me, Jesus, when I get a negative response, when I talk to someone about my artist business and they're not excited as I am about my business, and they come up with some negativity about that this don't work. Help me stay encouraged today for as long as it's called today. So, Father, I just praise you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that each and every person that's on this call, each and every family that is represented on this call, that you help us to be encouraged today. Help us, Father God, that we may not lose heart. Help us, Father God, to continue to encourage one another every day, because that's what the Word says. For as long as it's called today. Help us to understand, Father, that there is a reason that we need to stay encouraged. We need to stay motivated. Help us, Father God, not to fall into the traps. Into the traps that are being laid out before us. Those invisible traps that will cause us to lose heart. So, Father God, I just praise you this morning. I thank you for your Word. I thank you for every heartbeat that's on this line this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, this day, help us to understand that today matters. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Back to you, my host. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Charles Kimmons, for that mighty word of encouragement today. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we come to you on this Monday asking you to fill us up, God. Fill us up so that we could be more like you. We thank you for this, the Master's call, and for this day that you have made, God, that we would go out and rejoice and be glad in it. For we realize that there's nothing for us to complain about, but there is much for us to celebrate about. So we thank you, God, for just being you, Father. So we bow down humbly before your throne and ask that you would forgive us of our sins right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open our hearts, Father, that we will receive what you would have for us to do in this day. And we thank you for the man of God that came to us this morning to encourage us, to make us to be aware, to do a self-check on ourselves and how to go out and serve others, God. So please, right now, in the name of Jesus, make sure that every need that he has in his heart is met in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And so I lift up each and every caller under the sound of my voice to you. Father, you know each and every single one of them name by name. You know each one of the hairs that they have on their head, and you know what's in their hearts and in their minds right now. So I just ask that your will be done in their lives, God. And I come right now lifting up the families of Liz Martin to you. Also, I lift up Steve Gerard to you, Father, and I lift up the family of Phyllis Carter to you right now, Father. You know Father, their needs. I ask you right now to just comfort them and give them peace, Father, as their loved ones have been called home, God. I pray right now that you would just give them a sweet peace, God. And I pray that even though they may not understand why and why it happened right now, God, but we have to trust your will in submitting to what you have desired to do, God. So I just pray right now that you would be with those families right now. And I pray that as they go through this process, that every single thing that is needed in these times will be met in the name of Jesus. I lift up the elite ladies of expression to you, God, and I pray that they will continue to do mighty, mighty things in the community. I lift up all of those who are experiencing any type of situations that may be hindering them from moving forward, God. I pray that they would not allow their staying places to become the places that they stay, but a stopping place for them. But I pray that they will continue to move forward in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the DS de Leon family and for artists International, and I pray that as we go through Artists Reloaded, that we will be obedient to what the founders have asked for us to do, what the directors have asked for us to do, and to follow the system, God. And so right now, we speak life today. We speak right now that this day will be great. We will make this day great in our lives, God. And so we decree and declare that no weapons which are formed against us shall prosper because we are breakthroughpreneurs, Father. So we just thank you for breakthrough. We thank you because we are mighty. We thank you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we thank you that we already have victory. These things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, and they are done in his name because we are covered by your blood, oh God. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. We look forward to hearing each and every single one of you on the call tomorrow. Remember, we're going over to the morning motivational call right now. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-pound. Remember, you are great, and so go out into the marketplace and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has called for you to be. Pastor Charles Kimmons, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
God bless each and every one of you as you go through your day today. Just remember that we are grateful. And remember that we can always make an appointment with ourselves midway through our day to check our attitude. We can make that assessment. And Father God, help us. If our attitude is not up to par, help us to make that adjustment that we can be more like you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. TNC family, God bless you and each and every one that's up under the sound of my voice and your family. Go out and have a super fantastic day.